Hello, forward wrestling fans. Before we get started with the show today, it's time to do a bit of housekeeping. Please do check out bwfradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Board Wrestling Fan Radio going out live. You can also join in the chat there and chat with all of us and our resident chat person, Maven Fan, who is notorious and famous and someone we really like. Also follow Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter at Board Wrestling Fan. As Joe likes to put it, that is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I am at Mark_Noyce, and Joe is at ThinkSoJoe, at Random Redhead for JT, and at G of the Internet for our good friend G, of course. And let's get on with today's show, then. Hello. So, Raw happened. It wasn't a terrible show. But then something happened after Raw. Something we knew was going to happen, because they've been advertising for a few weeks now. And that was the Triple H interview with Steve Austin. Now, I'm sure we're going to discuss that on the show this Sunday. Which is why I'm actually not going to discuss that interview. Other than say it was kind of what I expected. At the same time, I wish I was a bit more, but I wasn't that angry or anything. It's not like he just dodged everything, and he basically said China isn't in the Hall of Fame because she did porn. Yay. Which she has responded to, but not made any reference to doing porn herself. Anyway, I bring up that interview because instead of talking about that interview, I'm going to talk about a different interview. One that not a lot of people are talking about, actually. Not even us. And we talk about everything. Because we like to drag things on. But now, Roman Reigns himself. Roman Reigns, woo. He himself did an interview outside of the E in a non-kayfabe environment. And he was basically a heel. That's the only way to describe it. The general response from this interview is that, by God, he either is or comes across as such an entitled prick. And having read it myself, it really is like that. It's like, wow. Just, wow. I mean, When asked about something, he would talk about himself instead. And he said the one thing that everyone absolutely hates to hear a wrestler say. And that is, the people who are critiquing me and bashing me, he went back to the classic line of, these people have never worked a match in their lives, they've never stepped into the ring, so therefore they're not allowed to criticize me. And that is always regarded as the single most bullshit line in anything. It's not like movie critics aren't allowed to critique a movie, because they've never actually made a movie themselves. And that was one of the benefits of... Well, it was one of the plus sides of the Stone Cold podcast, is that when he bashes you, you can't turn around and say to him, hey, you've never done this, so you have no right to say that. Because, well, he has. But that is one of the lines I always hate hearing from any profession. Yeah, I just hate this idea of, hey, you've never done this, so you can't say that, and... It's just such a bullshit defense, because it's also bollocks. As I've said, they're movie critics haven't necessarily made blockbusters, but they know what goes into making one. Book editors and things like that, they've probably never wrote a book in their lives, but they know what makes a good one. It's the way the world works. Sometimes critics critique things they don't really
have all that much. Well, I don't want to say they don't have that much experience with, because they do. But at the same time, like I said, music critics aren't always the best musicians. And yeah, there was more to that, obviously, but that is one thing that stood out to me a lot. And he also, just for shits and giggles, he of course, I'm highly confused now. See, now I can't insult him for being bad at promos, because I'm terrible at them myself. But no, he was... He just... I would recommend... I'm terrible at this. But I would recommend finding this interview and just looking at it, reading it for yourself. There's also a video version, but I'm just reading it. Yeah. Oh yeah, he was another good one. It says... And one of the other lines he said that people would have disagreed with, where he said, "Hopefully, at the end of the day, I'm just a guy getting rich." But I'm not that pissed off about that line. Because, yeah, in full context, it makes sense. He wants to provide for his family and stuff. But, yeah, like I said, the majority of critics are people who have no clue what they're talking about, being in a wrestling ring, being a public speaker, and wouldn't even lock up with me. They would have no clue what to do. So for them to critique or ever say anything bad about any performer is asinine and just blows my mind. That is the direct quote where he says, "You've never done this, so you can't tell me what to do." And it's pretty bullshit. Plus, I've heard actual wrestlers also say similar things. But now, just one of the other lines as well that just really rubbed people the wrong way, and I don't really want to think about Roman Reigns rubbing people the wrong way, is that he claims to have created the Superman punch and taken the spear and made it his own. Okay, he does a pretty cool spear, and the one on Monday was pretty freaking awesome, but yeah, it's not. Goldberg made the spear of his own. Caitlyn does a pretty sweet spear. Bobby Lashley. Rude's probably... Yeah, I think Rude did one too on Friday. But yeah, everyone does the spear. I mean, Cena does the shoulder tackle, which is just a spear where you stay upright. That's all that... Well, I'm not going to say that's all the spear is. It's just a diving tackle, because the last time I said a clothesline is just putting your arm up. Joe dug into me for that. Which, okay, is fairly lit. It's fairly acceptable, but I looked the move up and it was described and classed as raising your arm up and hitting someone with your forearm. So there, the actual definition of a clothesline goes with me. Goes with what I said it is. But now it's... And the Superman punch is a thing that... It's an actual MMA move. And it's a part of a lot of martial arts. Which is why it's an MMA move, mixed martial arts. It is an actual move that's done by actual people in actual fighting competitions. And it looks pretty cool in real life, I'll give you that too, I've seen it. So, yeah, for all this talk about Roman, there's a lot of talk, and a lot of people seem a bit more turned around on him now. But you have to remember that everything he says that's put out by the WWE is scripted and written for him. And okay, he has a bit of a cool personality, but a year or two ago, he wasn't saying things like this. So, something appears to have got into his head. And if you read or listen to actual interviews taken outside of wrestling, then, yeah, he just comes across as someone who's not the greatest guy in the world. Which is the exact opposite of Cena in a way. Because you believe it when Cena says he loves the fans that hate him. I mean, I remember the time he found the guy in the We Hate Cena shirt and gave him a hug. That was a beautiful moment. where the two sides finally came together in a scene of love. But he doesn't go out and say that people have no right to criticize him. He seems to enjoy the criticism as much as he enjoys the praise, and genuinely enjoys the reaction he gets. He's not saying people can't criticize him like Roman is. Cena, for everything, still comes across as a pretty humble and cool guy. I mean, I imagine I could go to a show, spend 3 hours insulting and demeaning the man, and then ask him for an autograph at the end, and he'd be cool with it. And that's pretty great. It's kind of like what they say. People always say, I don't hate Cena the person, I hate Cena the character. Because as a person, he is just... I'm really doing an impression of Joe Cena here, but he's just pretty great. He does everything he can for the fans, and he just works his ass off. And, yeah, he's pretty cool. But at the same time, Roman Reigns just comes across as an entitled prick at times. Most of the time. So with him, I can say that I just kind of dislike both him and his character. Eesh, I hate to just be jumping on the Roman Reigns hate bandwagon, but it was just something that I thought was worth mentioning. That he's done actual interviews outside of the E, and during those interviews, just said and come across as stuff that paints him as such a heel. That a lot of people are speculating interviews like this are a sign of a heel turn, and that there is no way Vince would allow him to talk like this unless he was going to turn heel. Which would be pretty fun. I wouldn't mind a heel turn too much as long as he had a manager. Brock, Roman, and Heyman? That would be a pretty cool team, and I wouldn't mind seeing that. I don't really hate him in the ring, I don't really hate him much at all, I'm kind of indifferent towards him. And that's a real problem to me, that I don't respond emotionally to him at all. I can get into Brian, I even enjoy The Miz on an emotional level. I respond to The Miz, but I don't respond to Reigns. And that's kind of scary. I wasn't angry at the Royal Rumble result, because I knew that was what was going to happen. I wasn't angry at anything, because I expected it. Expect disappointment, and you'll never be disappointed. But yeah, I just didn't respond at all, and I take that as kind of a bad sign. But for now, I'll just leave it at that, and remind you to listen to me and the whole team talk this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and once again, we're looking for a transcriber for our interviews. If you can listen to an interview and then write what was said, contact Joe at ThinkSoJoe on Twitter, and we'll set you up. Until next time.